And he will come down with great and furious anger. Hi, James Mingvid. I was doing my Samuel L. Jackson impression. Except there's no bad words, because Sammy would be swearing right now. Samuel L. Jackson, love you. Great actor. Waiting for Avengers. Okay. If you didn't understand anything I said, there's probably a good reason for it. I usually speak very rapidly. But today's lesson is using English effectively. If I want to use English effectively, I'm going to need to do three things. I'm going to have to make you be able to understand me. I'm going to have to make what I say to you very useful. And then I'm going to show you how you can use it. The third one, when I teach this lesson, you will do on your own and you won't need me. Cool? Let's go to the board. Hey, it's going to be difficult to understand if we don't have our favorite guy here. Mystery. He's very serious today. He wants to understand.
Okay.
Understand. Well, what do we mean? When I talk about the three U's, think of university. When you go to university, you don't just know things. You're supposed to understand how they work. I want you to do this here. When we look at anything like new vocabulary, idioms, or grammar, a lot of times people go in, take notes, write them down, close the book, and that's as far as they go. I want to challenge you, or I want you to challenge yourself, which means push yourself, try hard, to really understand the material you've been given. One of the best ways for understanding is question. In fact, I would say the best way to learn is this word right here. This is the greatest teaching word in the universe. Why? When you're given a new word, if you want to say, why does it mean this? Or why is this important? That's for vocabulary. In grammar, why does it work this way? And why doesn't it affect this or that? Okay? Idioms. Why do you say this? This is a magic word which will open doors for you. Because in answering why, someone will explain. And that explanation is your understanding. Now here's the second key. Write it down. By writing, it'll help imprint it or put it in your memory. Okay? So what we really want to do is understand something. In vocabulary, I usually ask students to use a word and then write it in as many different ways they can when they're being taught the different meanings of words. Some words for instance, seem. It seems hot in here. You seem like a nice person means look like. Okay? If it's used in a homonym, seem, which joins things together. I have a lesson on that. You should check it out. It's on modal use. Seem. They're homonyms. They sound the same, but they're different. So you might want to understand that. That's something you can understand and go into your understanding. Make sure you understand ideas, your vocabulary, your idioms, or grammar thoroughly. Once you understand it, you can use it. Okay? This is what we're talking about being effective. So into the usage is you use it well. Next, useful. This is more like a context question. Where and when? Understanding something, because some students have great understanding. I've met them from all over the world. They understand a lot of things. But then we have a small problem. They understand this stuff, but they don't know when or where to use it. Okay? So understand meaning great, but make it useful. Where would you use it? Do you use it at work? Do you use it in the bar? Do you use it at home? Are you never supposed to use it? There's some words in English, don't ever use them. You should understand what they mean in case somebody says them to you, but don't ever use them, all right? So useful, when something's useful to you, you know where. And what I usually say to students is once you understand it, put yourself in a situation where you might say, where would you say something like the word seem? It's he seems like a nice person. Probably in a party or a work environment, right? You seem to know what you're doing. It's a very useful word. If you understand it, you can make it useful. So it's in any situation where you can't say for 100%, well, see, it seems like there's an emergency going on because I can hear the fire department. See, now listen why I said that. It seems like because I don't know. I'm in here teaching you. But it seems important because I can hear the sirens. Right? See, there you go. So I know where it's useful. So I know, because I understand this word, where to use it. Think of where and when. That's a good thing to do, okay? So you ask yourself, now I understand this word, where would I use it? Where and especially when? At a wedding, at a funeral, right? At the office, at a party. Use. Seems obvious. Well, it's not. Some students understand it. They can even tell you where you should use it, why it's important. And then they never use it. And I usually say, if you don't use it, you don't know it. Because there's a reason why it's there. Right? If I don't know or I have zero knowledge of something, that's why I don't use it. But once I have knowledge of it, it's only useful when I truly understand it and I use it. So use it. I usually say, once you've learned it, try and use it at least 2 to 3 times that day or that week. Use it. The brain is an amazing tool. I know most of you think your iPod, your, my gosh, in 5 years people will laugh and go, what is iPod? It's that thing my grandfather used to use. But a lot of you use your machines and go, these are the incredible things. And no, the most incredible thing you have is between your ear, your ears. You have two of them. It's your brain. And your brain is funny. It will always remember what you use if it is useful and it understands it. So it actually works backwards as well. If you keep using it, your brain will find it's useful and it will try to understand it to make sure it's not making a mistake. But generally put, because if you're watching this video now, it's because you're trying to be, or you're trying to use English, or you're trying to be effective in your use of English. So what I want you to do is try and do this first. Understand. Think like a hunter. Understand your prey. Prey is the animal you're hunting, you're trying to kill or catch. Find useful ways of catching it without getting hurt, okay? Effective ways, and then use these weapons and catch your prey. Or I think dating. Understand men or women. Find useful techniques and actually go out and use them. Get a date tonight. Maybe that'll be a video I do. How to date effectively in English. You like, I can see. Okay, anyway, here's a quick lesson. I want you to try and do that. Try it in your next vocabulary class. Get a word. Ask your teacher what the different definitions are. Try and use sentences. Write them out. Physically write out these sentences with their different meanings. Useful. Then think, where would you say these sentences? Right? And then go out and use it. After you do it, get up, get off the couch. Close InVid for now. Save electricity. But come back because you're going to have to check the lesson, right? Go use it outside in public. Then come back. Check to see if you did all three, and then notice you remember the words. Anyway, long lesson. Hope this is very effective. Okay, I'm sure it is. Use it. I'm sure you understood it. It's very useful. And make sure you get more effective use out of these things. Go to www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com. You'll find more useful information. Hope you use it. I'm sure we'll make it understandable for you. Ciao.